next on the 5 o'clock report.
Feels like half my paycheck's going in the tank.
We'll be stronger and the world will be stronger.
We're not going to come out of this stronger. We're going to come out of this bankrupt.
Literally every single thing they touch, they screw up.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. School shooting in Texas. 14 children and a teacher dead after an elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas this afternoon. The gunman also said to be deceased this afternoon. Again, 14 children killed plus a teacher after a school shooting in Uvalde, Texas this afternoon. A man claiming to be a U.S.-based ISIS operative allegedly had plans to assassinate former President George W. Bush. Thomas Booster is with Forbes magazine.
The FBI has been carrying out an investigation into a man called Shahab Ahmed Shahab, who they believe is linked to ISIS groups. They don't claim he is a member of ISIS. And that he essentially had talked to a confidential source about his plans to assassinate former President George Bush.
The man had been filming Bush's property in Dallas and planned to smuggle people into the country to help him kill the former president. Forbes magazine reports that man has been in the country since 2020, living in Ohio. March to the midterms.
Fight for the soul of our state.
This race is bigger than me if it's about the future of our country.
Voters casting ballots in five states today, none of those states bigger than Georgia. The Republican primary for governor pits incumbent Brian Kemp against the Trump-backed challenger David Perdue.
If we want a Republican conservative back in the White House in 24, and we want a Senate majority back this year, we have to win this governor's race in Georgia.
Perdue says he's the true conservative in this race, but Brian Kemp says he's the only one that can win in November.
And that's why this family has been getting up every single day to make sure that Stacey Abrams is not going to be our governor or the next president.
Stacey Abrams is running unopposed in the Democratic primary, and she raised some eyebrows over the weekend when she said this.
I am tired of hearing about being the best state in the country to do business when we are the worst state in the country to live.
In other races across the country today, progressives in Texas trying to oust Democrat Henry Cuellar, who's been vocal about the border crisis. In Arkansas, former White House press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders trying to lock in the GOP nomination for governor. She says President Biden's failed policies are trickling down to the local level.
Literally every single thing they touch, they screw up. Things that you didn't think could ever be a problem in America are now commonplace. The fact that people can't find what they need, the basic essentials when they go to the grocery store. What is going on in our country?
In Alabama, there's a three-way race in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate. And in Minnesota today, a special primary election will take place to fill the congressional seat left vacant by the death of Republican Jim Hagedorn. Gas prices across the U.S. remain at record highs just ahead of the busy summer travel season. Stuart Varney at Fox Business says this crisis began the first day President Biden took office.
It goes all the way back to day one of the presidency when he abandoned America's energy independence. And it's driving us over the cliff towards a recession.
While speaking in Japan today, President Biden brushed off the record high price at the pump, saying the pain is part of the process of going electric.
Here's the situation. When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
Stuart Varney says the only problem is we don't have enough renewables right now to take the place of fossil fuels, and most Americans cannot afford a $50,000 electric car.
I think he's being driven by the climate crowd. The climate crowd wants high gas prices, so we drive less, emit less, and we all go into electric cars and help out the environment. President Biden is on that team, and it shows.
Economist Brian Brenberg says this president is totally clueless when it comes to the concerns of the average American family.
He wants Americans to fundamentally change how they live, and if they have to pay through the nose to do it, he's fine with that. This is incredibly discouraging because we're not going to come out of this stronger if we stay on this path. We're going to come out of this bankrupt.
Gas was $2.39 a gallon when President Biden took office. Today, it's $4.59 a gallon on average nationwide. U.S. Border Patrol releasing a suspected terrorist who crossed into the country illegally last month. That, according to a leaked memo, the migrant released in Yuma, Arizona, and was recaptured 2 weeks later in Florida. Here's reporter Bill Malugin.
Take a look at this mugshot right here. This is Colombian citizen Isnardo Garcia Amado. On April 18th, he is released into the U.S. by Border Patrol near Yuma, Arizona, and ICE fits him with a GPS monitor. 3 days after that release, April 21st, the FBI Terrorist Screening Center IDs him as a suspected terrorist on the terror watch list. His case is then referred to ICE in Florida, where he had resettled. 2 weeks later, on May 4th, ICE finally gets the green light to rearrest Garcia Amado. On May 6th, the arrest happens. He's taken down in Pinellas County, Florida, booked into local jail there.
Bill Malugin reporting. Former acting ICE director Tom Homan says what happened here was a major national security breach.
Border Patrol agents have told me their command wants them to process and release quick. So they're not even waiting for the responses to the terrorist screening center when they run these people through the checks. Because the focus of this administration is to process and release quickly. So there doesn't appear to be overcrowding. So it doesn't appear to be a crisis.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis calling on the Department of Homeland Security to explain why a suspected terrorist was released in the U.S., then allowed to live freely in Florida for weeks. Still to come this Tuesday, gas pains in New York, glass fest in Corning, and Lucy's back in Jamestown.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Here's the call for tonight. Partly cloudy skies on average, and it'll be cool, but not as cool as last night. Low temperatures, mid-40s to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, perhaps some sunshine, a touch warmer than recent days. High temperatures near just over 70. Thursday, variable cloudiness with a chance of a shower later in the day particularly. High temperatures Thursday, mostly in the 70s. A good bit of some showers on Friday that could linger on into Saturday.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Tuesday, May 24th, the New York State Department of Education today canceling next month's U.S. History and Government Regents exam. The State Education Department cites the recent mass shooting in Buffalo as a contributing factor in canceling that exam, saying there's content in the test that may cause further trauma to students. Education Commissioner Betty Rosa says the exam was originally scheduled to take place on June 1st, but instead the state will ask the Board of Regents to approve graduation exemption for students who were scheduled to take it in June, in August, and in January of next year. The average price for gas in New York remains at a record high of $4.91 a gallon, and the experts say we could be at $5 a gallon by Memorial Day.
Feels like half my paycheck's going in the tank.
It's gas. We got to go where we got to go. It's just hitting our pockets a little harder.
It's crazy because I'm really more cognizant of where I'm going.
In central New York, pump prices have shot up 19 cents since last week. John Oliver says he's had enough.
I'm kind of over it. With the price of everything else jumping up as high as it is, and now you got it on top of the gas, man. It's just... brutal.
Relief is on the way, but not before the Memorial Day getaway. Starting June 1st in New York, the state will suspend its portion of the gas tax through the end of the year. New York Governor Kathy Hochul today signing the Adult Survivors Act. That law gives sexually abused adults who've passed the statute of limitations a one-year window to sue their alleged attackers.
So those who thought they got away with horrific crimes they committed, I just have one message. Your time is up. Your victims will see you in court, and you will be brought to justice.
The measure was finally passed after it stalled in the state assembly twice. Advocates say it's not clear how many victims will come forward when the one-year window opens in late November. Two law firms have already filed hundreds of cases that are pending in court. The Catholic Diocese of Rochester, New York, has just proposed a $148 million payout to survivors of child sex abuse. The settlement offer comes as a bankruptcy judge rules that victims of pedophile priests can sue individual parishes.
The rug was pulled out from under us by the diocese when they filed bankruptcy. It seems like the diocese is trying to abuse us again. Unfortunately, time is not on our side because many of us are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. So waiting more time helps the diocese, if you will, because they want to drag it out so that some of us will actually just pass away. That may be part of their strategy.
Jim Kelly is a victim of priest sex abuse. The proposed settlement from the diocese comes as some priest abuse cases are about to go to trial. 1 week later, and the unresolved U.S. Senate race out of Pennsylvania remains unresolved. Less than 1,000 votes separate Republican candidates Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick. McCormick is suing to have undated mail-in ballots counted. This contest appears to be headed for a recount. Here's political consultant Christopher Nicholas.
You're not going to see a recount change 1,050 votes. You could see a recount change 200 or 300 votes. So it really depends on where does that final margin from Election Day in this race end up.
McCormick says he's willing to accept whatever the results are as long as every vote is counted, which means this race could remain unresolved until June. Well, we all could use a good laugh these days, and Jamestown's National Comedy Center will do its best to help. The center says after a 2-year pandemic hiatus, the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival is back this summer. Jeff Foxworthy, David Spade, Rob Schneider, and Kevin Nealon will be among the stand-up comics dishing out the jokes before a live audience August 3rd through the 7th. This will be the 30th annual festival, which honors the legacy of Lucy, a Jamestown, New York native. It's time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
After starting the day in the red, the major indexes ended the session mixed today. Tech struggled today as social media company Snapchat stated that they will likely miss Q2's guidance, which sent their stock plummeting 43%. That news seemed to make traders uneasy about the outlook of online ad revenue and led to declines in other big names such as Facebook parent company Meta, Google, and Apple. The Dow is hoping to break its 8-week losing streak and closed up 48 points, while the S&P 500 lost 32 and the NASDAQ was down 2%. 270 points. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
How much stuff do you really need?
Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Writing at the website Advisor Perspectives, business coach Dan Solon says that when he and his wife decided to downsize and move to more modest housing, they thought it would be a challenging time of settling for less. Then he discovered something he hadn't expected. He writes, "We found it liberating to free ourselves of many of the possessions we had accumulated over time. And it's not just learning to live with less. We enjoy having less. And by lowering our expenses, we now have a much better handle on our finances and can plan more intelligently." Well, I don't know what your situation is, but I would urge you to at least think about the idea that sometimes less is more. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit moneywise.org.
And still to come this Tuesday, Glass Fest this weekend in Corning.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Here's the call for tonight. Partly cloudy skies on average, and it'll be cool, but not as cool as last night. Low temperatures, mid-40s to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, perhaps some sunshine, a touch warmer. In recent days, high temperatures near just over 70. Thursday, variable cloudiness with a chance of a shower later in the day, particularly. High temperatures Thursday, mostly in the 70s. A good bit of some showers on Friday that could linger on into Saturday.
All right, Kevin Williams, finally at 5, the hottest summer festival returns to Corning's Gaffer District this Memorial Day weekend. Glass Fest formally kicks off Thursday with the ceremonial glass ribbon cutting at the Corning Museum of Glass.
Everything you love about Glass Fest is back in person, and, you know, it's going to be a weekend, I think, that people have waited 2 years to happen again, right? live concerts and outdoor shopping and music and just everything you love about GlassFest.
That is event organizer Colleen Fabrizi. Everything Glass on display this holiday weekend in Corning, New York. Once again, our top story at 5, 14 children and a teacher dead after a school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, an elementary school earlier today. We'll have more on this story coming up in the news at 6 o'clock. That is the world we live in this Tuesday. As always, thanks for coming along. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.